for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
But God says, this type of person, my Father and I will come, and we will make our permanent address with them. Now understand the distinction here. We are saved. We're going to be saved. The Holy Spirit will never leave us. I'm talking about something different here. I'm talking about a tangible, manifest presence that becomes a shelter. How much does a saint suffer because they're not really in the shelter? They're saved, but they're in and out of the shelter. They're in and out of the hedge. They're doing their own thing. They're saved. They love God to a degree. But they don't love God to the degree where He and the Father can come and abide. You do stuff. You think stuff. You say stuff. You go places where God can't go. He can't get involved with that. But He's talking about that one that will love Him and obey Him to the point where God can get in all your stuff. Come on, these are the world changers. These are the shakers and the movers that bring God with them everywhere they go. You don't have to be wearing, you know, Jesus pins. Nothing wrong with those things. You don't have to be thumping people with the Bible. You're carrying a presence. God is with you. People may not listen to you, may not like you, may even hate you, but this one thing they'll know, that was a child of God. God was in this place. They may not believe, they may not want God, but they will know without any doubt that, and you know what, it'll strike fear. So if you persevere in loving God, let Him govern all of your decisions. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways. I challenge some of you. Talk to God. We hear the elders talk about, you know, ask God what you're to give. Pray about it. And then let Him talk to you. Don't give Him a deaf ear. Well, I prayed. Well, you weren't listening. See, because everything that God does is to draw you, to urge you in every aspect of your life, to urge you to bring that aspect of your life into the secret place, into the place of protection. He wants to protect your money so you have more to give into the kingdom, and you have more to spend on your family, more to, oh yeah. God wants to protect your health. He wants to protect relationships. Everything about the Heavenly Father, there's a loving protection that God wants to give to all that will believe. There are hedges, angels around us, hedges of protection. I've told this story once. A very well-known preacher said once he was sleeping and something roused him in his hotel room. And as he sat up, he realized he was sitting up, but his body was still laying down. It was like he sat up in the spirit. And when he looked, he saw this horrific-looking spirit entity, a demon, that was coming towards him in the room. And the only thing he could shout was, Jesus. And when he shouted, he said, immediately, an angel had that demon up against the wall with his hand around his neck. I'm just telling what I heard or what I read, what I saw. They encamp round about them to protect them. And they are real, and they are here, and they are with you. I was just reading, I think it was on YouTube, it was an article about an article on some Facebook or somewhere where a young lady had an accident. No, I think it might have been on the news. Had a very, very, very bad accident. And it was so bad when the fire department, the paramedics and them got there, they couldn't, all their equipment, they couldn't cut her out of the car. She had many broken bones in her lower extremities, but they couldn't cut her out. She was saved, and so the one that was telling this story said she had an aura of calm around her, even though she was in much pain, and they couldn't, and they were starting to panic because they couldn't get her out. You know, time is of the essence. So out of nowhere, there appeared a priest that walked, that showed where the road that he walked down, came, and he had the clergy collar on and that, and came, and he said, let's pray for her. Oh, no, I'm sorry, the girl, before he even appeared, she said, pray for me, but let's pray out loud. And they prayed out loud, and then the priest came. And the priest said, she's going to be fine. And when he got there, there arrived another fire department from another county that had equipment to cut her out of there. But it was the priest that prayed for her, and it was his prayer that caused all this stuff to just all of a sudden come into motion. And then when they tried to find the priest to thank him, you know, all of those cornfields and stuff, they couldn't find him. And a number of the people said, what priest are you talking about? You know, no doubt, I believe it was an angel. There was a gentleman working on a 18-wheeler, had it jacked up, and somehow the jack broke or something happened, and the top of the truck fell on him right here at the torso. He said the pain was so excruciating, he couldn't have stood it. But he said right as it happened, two angels appeared and laid hands on him to where he wasn't in that, you know, deafening type of pain. And eventually the guy that was with him got the truck jacked up off of him. And I believe this was the same story where the Lord spoke to him and said that he could either come home, or if he stayed, it would be a long process, but he would recover. And he decided to stay. And it was a long recovery, but what should have killed him? Come on, the angels, God's hedge, God's protection was right there. Listen, story after story after story after story of God's hand of protection. Now, did I read John 14:23? Yes. Jesus said, and make our abode with him. Now, the unfolding, this is important, the unfolding or the disclosing of the revelation of Christ to our heart. See, sometimes we don't know, so we don't find the provision, even though the provision is there. The unfolding of revelation of Jesus to our heart is the path to the abode of God, is to where God is. The revelation, the unfolding, God revealing to us. They said, he that loves me keeps my commandments. My Father and I will come to him and sup with him and make our abode with him. These are those, like the John G. Lake, the different ones that can go into regions, areas, atmospheres, environments. I just picture bombs falling, people dying, 1,000 falling at the right hand, 10,000 at the left, but it's not coming near the person that abides in that spiritual Goshen. You know, there's a story, I think I've told this one not recently, but I've told it before. Well, woman that wrote a book who was one of the, if you can wrap your mind around this, one of the five brides of Lucifer. And according to her testimony, she's saved now, but according to her testimony, is just bizarre, that whole realm. But they were called on to astro project, to leave their bodies. This is what they would do. A group of them to attack and destroy a well-known pastor in the town. And they met, and they did that. Their spirits left their body to go attack and destroy him. But when they got to his home, surrounded, how many know God's always a step ahead? Or a mile ahead? Light years ahead? When they got to his home, angels were standing all around his property, standing on guard. And no matter how they tried to project themselves into it, they couldn't. There was a wall standing around this man's home. Angels on assignment. If the enemy sends an army after you, God got an army waiting on them. Amen. God will heal a hangnail too. But if he sends an army, there's an army waiting. Amen. So it's the revelation. The more we allow God to reveal, and it comes through loving him and submitting to him, he will reveal and then ultimately make his abode. The Holy Spirit's always with us. But I'm talking about the shelter, the secret place. A lot of saints ain't in the secret place. They're saved. They're in the kingdom. Heirs of the kingdom. Walking around, but a lot of stuff they're susceptible to or vulnerable to. I'm talking about the secret place where God himself has sheltered us. I think about Moses. When God dealt with Moses, and I want you to think about this too. When God dealt with Moses, Moses asked God, he said, "Lord, show me your glory." Man, can you imagine that? He'd been with God 40 days and 40 nights twice and saw God, the finger of God, write the commandments on the tablets. Show me your glory. God said, "I cannot show you my face and you live, but I will allow my goodness to pass before you." So what did he do? He took, now listen, this is very strategic, very important for us to know. He took Moses and he set him in the cleft of a rock, in a secret place, in a hidden place. And then the revelation of God passed by him. I want to say it this way. Let me put it this way. It's the revelation of Christ, the progressive, unfolding revelation of Jesus to our heart that sets us in the cleft of the rock. Do you understand? It's the revelation. It's the revelation. We must continue to learn and submit to him daily and continually and constantly. And in so doing, we are placed in the cleft of a rock. See, when you're in the cleft of a rock, you're just as strong as the rock. They're gonna get to you, they gotta get through the rock. And the revealing, the revelation of Christ. That's why you often hear we pray, "Father, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation." That to tomorrow, the revelation for tomorrow of how I am to walk with you may be clear to me, that I may be in that sheltered place.
Thank you for joining us as we continue our Mega Grace series.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.